Welcome back to episode 136 of the Woman of Marvel podcast, where we assemble to chat all things Marvel and more. This is Judy Stevens, producer. Today, we're bringing you a special interview with Jeremy Harris, straight from Legion on FX. Welcome back to the Women of Marvel podcast, where we assemble to chat all things Marvel and more. I'm super excited because I have someone from the new Legion show on FX, Mr. Yes. Jeremy Harris. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Good to be here.
So we're really excited because you're one of our first FX people that we've had in the office.
Yay.
So, and you're playing a character that's new to the Marvel universe.
Yes, from the mind of Noah Hawley. I play a character, Petonomy Wallace, who's a memory artist, which means that I remember everything that happened in my life. I remember my birth, even. And I can hop in other people's memories as well and take them back in their mind throughout their lives, taking the specific memories and, you know, help heal them or help them work through things that they've been told in their past were negative or things that they should, you know, feel ashamed of, and help them work through that.
That sounds like an incredibly powerful tool.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, Noah wanted me to think of it. It sounds really cool. Like, I always, initially, you know, I always think, like, I'll never forget anything. I'll never forget my keys or where I left these shoes that I really like. But no one wanted me to think of how it can be a burden as well. How remembering every single thing, all the trauma that, you know, sometimes naturally your mind may expel. You can't ever forget that. And just the idea of remembering every single key that you've ever seen, or going through other people and seeing other people's really traumatic experiences that they've experienced in their lives, how do you take on all of those things together? So it's powerful, and it's a big responsibility as well to deal with that. So it's exciting. I'm really grateful to be a part of Legion and to play this character.
So, like, what was your preparation period? I mean, obviously, it's like a different, like, having a superpower is so different than normal acting.
Mm-hmm. It was more, for me, it was thinking about that. It was just thinking about the ways how remembering everything changes someone's personality and how it can affect the way you interact with people and how seeing so many other people, it's like almost like being a therapist, but actually living through what and seeing it with your own eyes, some of the really intense things that other people have experienced. So for me, it was a lot of just imagining what that would be like, what that feels like to remember your birth, what that feels like to remember traumatic things that you may not think about anymore, what it feels like to see other people's trauma so vividly and what that does to someone's personality. So for me, it, you know, I think that he's a very straightforward character. He's no nonsense. I had a director who described him as like, think of him as like a 70-year-old man. He's like, he's experienced so much and seen so much. So things don't necessarily ruffle him, you know, that much unless they're life and death. And when they are life and death, I think he takes those things very seriously. And we see later throughout the season that things do get to a very life and death place for us, the mutants within the show, versus Division 3, the group that's against us. So that was, you know, mainly my prep. It was hard to do research. So sometimes if you're playing a character, you may research a specific time period, or, you know, if they're a real life person, research, you know, their lives. But for this, playing a mutant, you kind of have to use a lot of your imagination.
Yeah.
Even though my brother-in-law, I haven't read this article yet, he sent me an article about people who claim to remember
the photographic everything. Memory. Yeah.
I think, yeah, I guess a photographic memory, but even like remember things like their birth and stuff like that. So I have to read that also and see how that informs me as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that was my prep mainly for it. And we got to Vancouver and everyone was just game to go, and we were all, Legion is a, you know, it's a very trippy show. So we were all just game for it and ready to jump in and figure it all out.
Well, and the world that's been built is so amazing. The sets, the color, the costuming. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the 1970s, but it isn't like, it's this really interesting take. And it's a little psychedelic.
Yeah, very psychedelic. and that was, you know, done intentionally. I think Noah is a very specific artist, and he hires very specific people to design sets and to design the costumes. So that, I remember him saying that he wanted to have a futuristic feel for that particular time period. So there are elements that you may, it's hard to, I guess, pinpoint exactly what time period it takes place in, but there are elements of the 70s with the style, but there are things that seem a little bit more futuristic as well. And, you know, that's done on purpose. And then you have like random goats that are there that have that mean things. I remember I did a scene with Dan, who plays Legion, and there's like a goat looking down on us. And we're like, okay. And there's a bunch of stuffed dead animals around, and everything is done with very specific intention and to draw people's eyes. So that was really great. We were in Vancouver shooting in a huge warehouse, and they had a bunch of different sets everywhere. So we can just, we pop in one set and we'd shoot a scene, and then we move, we'd walk like 3 minutes, and then we'd be on another set within this huge lot. So it was it felt like a really fulfilling cinematic, artistic experience. And that's something that's always really special when you can work on a project and still feel like an artist while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Were you a comic fan before this? Did you know Marvel?
I knew Marvel. I didn't know Legion. I definitely had to do some research, finding out, you know, about Legion and who he was and the specifics of him. And my brother was a huge comic book fan, so he's a little older than me, so I would always sneak in and read his comics. But I feel like they meant a lot to him, so I had to do it on the hush because, you know, he didn't want me ripping them or ruining them. But it, just being here, being, you know, in Marvel in New York is just such a great experience, and all the history that's here. And the fans really help, honestly, like reading fans' comments and all of their theories and everything that they think the show is about. I'm even researching now, like doing more diligent research, like, oh, wow, how did they know that? You know, things that may come up later, I'm like, whoa, they have some really good insight into what may be coming up, because they have such a depth of knowledge. So it's good to know a little bit about Marvel, and then to now be a real student of it and to learn more and more is a, you know, a great thing that I'm super excited about and happy that I have that opportunity.
Well, hopefully all the fans at home are catching Legion on FX.
Yes,
on
Wednesdays at 10.
Yeah, yep. There we go. Where can fans find you on the internet?
I'm at Jeremy Harris on Instagram, and that's JeremyHarris.
Yeah, we'll make sure to tag you guys on the social and tune into Marvel Social because he's taking it over today.
I'm taking over, doing my thing.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is Marvel, your universe. As always, if you have questions or suggestions, please email us at womanof@marvel.com or tweet at Marvel with hashtag Woman of Marvel. We'll see you guys next week. This is Marvel, your universe.